Although primary and secondary education is said to be free and compulsory in Ebonyi State, the people of Ekerigwe, one of the villages that make up Ndiagu Isieke Autonomous Community in Ebonyi Northeast Constituency, are not enjoying such privilege as their children are prevented from attending school by natural factors. Ndiagu Isieke Community consists of seven large villages, which are Ekerigwe, Ndienim, Ozonta, Ndiawoke, Edufidubu, Edufienima, and Okoferike. A first-time visitor to the community can easily observe that the area is backward in the real sense of the word, as they lack basic social amenities, including roads, potable water, health facilities, electricity, and educational institutions. The people claim that the community is the most neglected, as it has never attracted government projects, a situation they attribute to lack of spokesman in government. The farmers in the agrarian community said they levied themselves and constructed Ndiagu Isieke Community High School, the only secondary school in the area, which was later handed over to the state government, while primary schools in the area are in bad shape, forcing the pupils to study under trees. The president, Ndiagu Isieke Development Union, Mr. James Nwite, said the people have labored to provide some social infrastructure to make life more meaningful for them. The town union president also said lack of health clinics in the area had resulted in avoidable maternal deaths and appealed to the government to come to their aid.
Each time a pregnant woman wants to go for baby delivery, there is no way she can cross that river, especially at rainy season. Because of that, the effort of the wife of the governor, this MTCI program, is not working at that area because the pregnant woman can never go out during the labor period. Missionary Hospital from Sudan United Mission at the other side of the river is where the women used to go, but because of that river, they can't cross that area, and a lot of women has fallen for labor because of that issue. When the UNICEF brought boreholes, the borehole can never cross that side because the people that brought borehole to our community can never pass that river with their lorry, because there's no way a car can cross it.
Chief Ngodo Mwite, who is the head Ekerigwe village, identified lack of bridge across Odidiawa River as a major problem facing the people, as many school children, mainly girls, have drowned while trying to cross the Indian bamboo used to construct a narrow dangling makeshift bridge across the river. Chief Mwite said the fear of losing their children to the river made parents and guardians to withdraw their children from school permanently and resolved not to send them to acquire Western education. He remarked that the future of the community without education was bleak and called for urgent government attention.
10 out of the people drowned in the river since 2010 were children, while one was an adult. They were carried away when the river overflowed its banks. We are finished. Please, government, come and help us.
In an interview, a member of the community, Mr. John Wodum, lamented the loss of his children to the river Ngozi and Friday.
Two of my children have been drowned in that river, Ngozi. The name of the other one was Friday. We are surrounded by water. We don't have any other route to cross to the other part of the community. Our children are forced to stay at home as the river has restrained us from training our children in school.
Another indigene of the community, a young doctorate degree graduate, Dr. Simeon Ngube, pointed out that in addition to the construction of the classrooms, the community had engaged teachers who augment the ones sent by the government. He spoke on the impact of the river on the education of the children.
In fact, that particular Odidawa has cost a lot of lives. You think of small children doing the rainy season like this, they can't cross. In attempt to do that, some of them will be drowned. Women, in attempt to cross their farm produce, have been drowned. And just one out of many bridges we are experiencing that kind of problems in our area. If you see the nature of the bridge, you begin to ask yourself how even a young man can cross that bridge, let alone old women or their little children.
The member, who has been representing Ebonyi Northeast State Constituency since 2007, and former Speaker, Ebonyi State House of Assembly, Mr. Ikechukwu Nwankwo, refused to speak with Radio Nigeria on the issue. The people are calling on the government and philanthropists to come and assist them in shouldering the burden of providing brighter future for them and their children. I am Chukwu Bike Mado.